We're joined on the phone by head coach and general manager Kurt Walston at the Dryden GM Ice Dogs. Kurt, thanks for taking time today to speak with us.
Hey, Mike, good to talk to you there. It's been a while, so we're all into this. I'm glad to be talking to you here this morning.
And it's been a busy offseason for you.
Yeah, it has, and it's actually been really good. Like, we, you know, with the COVID and everything, it's, you can't move around and go to camps and all that. So, you know, our recruiting has been really good this summer, and, you know, from last year's team, you know, we got, I don't know what it is about 90% of all the kids are coming back here, which is good, too. So we got a lot of kids coming back. We got good size, good skating, and, of course, recruiting's been good. So on paper, we're looking good right now.
And talk about the returning players.
Okay, well, I guess in no particular order, we got the big beast coming back, Cameron Ware, Cale Hancock, Max Collette. Derek Cavosto, Brady Frackinger, who else do we got? Lang Lee. We got the Chara of the league, Max Ralph coming back, Jackson Jakes, Braden Hill, Rylan Kleiss, Chase Muswagon, Mitchell Battersby, Brett Murphy, Dylan Kosick. So when you look at all that, not only are they, you know, good players that can play in this league, their character and everything in the room is really good. So that's a full, you know, almost a full roster right there coming back. And then I guess next week what we'll do is when we talk next, we'll go through our, you know, some of the guys we've signed and not coming in here are new recruits. So when you add the new recruits with the guys we got coming back here, we're happy with the roster right now.
You mentioned the word deep. Is this one of the deepest returning core that you've seen?
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, from, you know, from basically every position and you know, from start to bottom type thing. This is for this, you know, early in the summer, I guess, you know, for this league and our team, or at least our organization, it's very deep right now, which is a good thing because, you know, no one's entitled to anything. Like, whatever, you know, someone could have been the leading scorer last year or whatever it is. If they come back here and they're not in shape or they're not working hard, they're going from being a top three forward down to a, you know, bottom 12 forward maybe, or possibly not even playing here. It's you know, for all players in every, you know, team organization across Canada, if you can't work hard an hour and a half for practice and, you know, go to the gym and work hard and put the effort in and be a good kid off the ice, you know, in the town and give back type thing, well, you really don't deserve to be playing junior A hockey anyway. So the good thing when you have depth is you're holding everyone accountable. And if someone's not working hard, someone's going to eat up their minutes. So for us this year, we have the most depth we've ever had is right now.
And before we let you go, Coach, I know it's been a difficult off-season for the organization, but also the community, but obviously you're anxious to get back on the ice.
Yeah, I know, for sure. I mean, we want to get out back out there, and, you know, all our players that are coming back, they want to get back on the ice because obviously last year, you know, shortened season and no playoffs, so it's making them all hungry and everything like that, which is a good thing. And you're right, like, you know, our staff and organization, right from Mike all the way down to, you know, everybody, including yourself, they've all done a lot of hard work here, you know, to keep the team going and, you know, get everything, you know, ready for this season. So I want to thank everyone that's involved here with the Ice Dogs. Looking forward to seeing all the fans come out to the rink and, you know, get out and start being active and, you know, obviously cheering on our guys and everything like that. So, yeah, we're all really looking forward to it, and a lot of hard work's been in to keep this going, and I guess, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
You and I were talking off air, but you had a message for the community.
Well, just, yeah, I mean, you know, everyone here in Dryden, I mean, I hope they're doing good, and I hope they're staying positive, and, you know, what they have to do now is everyone's got to keep positive, get out, get busy, and then your mind's going to feel better, and then, you know, hopefully we're done, the worst is behind us. And then we're hoping to see everyone out here at the hockey rink.
Hey, Coach and Joe Manager Kurt Walston, anything else before we let you go, Kurt?
No, it was, like I said, Mike, good talking to you. We want to get back on the ice and get things back to normal, and hopefully, you know, that happens sooner than later.
And we'll catch up with you next week to talk about some of the new recruits.
Okay, Mike, thanks. Good talking with you, and you have a good day.